This week, True Community Care, a local hospice organisation, is hosting a two-day symposium. The topic is Transcending the Norm, New Thoughts on Caring for Our Community. And it aims to spark a conversation in our community about what end of life could look like. Dr. Timothy Eirig will be giving the keynote address. His TED talk, What We Can Do to Die Well, has been viewed more than a million times. I asked Dr. Eirig what the biggest misconceptions are around end of life and palliative care.
First and foremost, that palliative care is not hospice, and neither is a giving up of, you know, life per se. They're more about living rather than dying. It's living in those last chapters, whether they be years, months, weeks, or days. But the thought that, you know, they are giving up, they are foregoing, trying to adhere to what is sacred to oneself, is really antithetical to the true nature of both of them. So that's one. And then the other point is that I think we are at a turning point with respect to defining what palliative care is, particularly in this country. You know, I've done quite a work outside the country, and so I think if we limit the conversation to the United States, it makes it, you know, certainly easier to digest because there's different models. I think most palliative programs in this country are limited in scope and philosophy. They are more centered on, say, a life expectancy of 15 months or less. And when you look at the healthcare system, palliative medicine is an institution to help push patients who are actively dying out of the hospital, you know, to increase, to be very frank, the hospital system's ROI, and to avoid compliance regulatory issues. More people who die in the hospital, there's more kind of dings, if you will, on that particular hospital and system. So across the country, a lot of palliative shingles have been put up over the last decade, and there's really a misunderstanding of what it can be. And I would offer as a specialty in this country, we're in our pre-adolescent.
In terms of then what palliative care actually is, I think a lot of people think that it's the relief of pain, particularly at the end of life. But from what you're saying, it sounds like it's so much more than that, that it's not just administrating pain relief in a medical sense. Maybe expand a little bit more on what palliative care actually is.
And refining, you know, what the end of life is, again, you know, it's the last few chapters, so it could be a few weeks, months, or a few years. I think true palliative medicine is honoring that 50% of a human being is physiological. So that would be the things we focus on, symptom management with respect to pain medicine, anxiety medications, et cetera. But 50% of the body or the human being is emotional, spiritual, perhaps religious, if one ascribes to that. And without honoring both halves and allowing them to come together to be one being, we're stagnant. And so true palliative medicine is acknowledgement of the entire human being. An expertise in symptomatology, so managing those symptoms like pain, anxiety, nausea. But it's also empowering an individual to know the exact nature, or as best we can, the exact nature of the clinical issues they're dealing with. Being forthcoming on what maybe the life expectancy is. And providing true informed consent. Which is not just you have the option of chemotherapy A or chemotherapy B, but you have the option to forego such entities. And here's the statistics and the reality that we have with respect to aforementioned interventions. And if someone has a widely metastatic disease at diagnosis, we know with a high certainty that their life expectancy is markedly limited. And a majority of the things that we have to offer are neither going to increase how long they live and certainly fail to increase how well they live at some juncture. True informed consent is empowering someone to know that And so we can adjust what we fight for. You know, are we fighting for a cure? Or if that's not possible, we need to be forthcoming with that and say, let's fight for good quality days or whatever that is, a patient holds sacred. So it's much more than symptom management. It's incorporating all aspects of a human's life with a reality, the clinical reality of what's going on. So you're bridging that emotional and that clinical chasm to empower somebody to truly live, regardless of what's going on.
It's Dr. Timothy Eirig. He's a noted expert on end-of-life and palliative care, and he's the keynote speaker for True Community Care's Fall Symposium happening this week, Transcending the Norm, New Thoughts and Caring for Our Community. Dr. Eirig's TED Talk, What We Can Do to Die Well, has been viewed more than a million times. You can find out more about the symposium happening in Colorado at truecare.org. That's T-R-U-C-A-R-E.org.